This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Inviting you to study with us for just a little while out of what I know must be a very busy day. The great topic of Christian commitment. You know, many people talk about being a Christian, but it seems there are few who understand it, and perhaps even less, who even if they do understand, are willing to apply to their own lives. This is a task which we all face every day that we live. Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Real Christian commitment, the living of the Christian life as it's set out in the Bible, involves the recognition that certain things are necessary. God has not simply said, "Go ye into all the world and persuade men to be religious." Just being religious isn't enough. Not even being sincerely religious, not even being zealously religious. There is such a thing as being right religiously. There are certain requirements that God has set forth in the Bible. Things that are absolutely necessary. Things that you cannot be pleasing to God without. That's why Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." It was not a matter of mere decision to do it one way or the other, not if one is to be pleasing to God. We have pointed out already in our study the fact that one must be born again. You can't live the Christian life without being a Christian. And you cannot be a Christian without being born again. There is simply no such thing as a Christian who has not been born again. And you can't be born again except by being born of water and the Spirit, John 3:5. And that means you must be baptized in obedience to Christ. Preceded, of course, by faith, by love, and repentance. We have also pointed out that Christian life, the real Christian life, involves the necessity of sacrifice, the necessity of suffering if necessary, the suffering of publishing abroad the kingdom, of preaching the gospel, the necessity of loving God, neighbor, family, and enemies, the necessity of worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and we have pointed out also that one must love the church. The church is not a matter of indifference. It is not something you can just take or leave alone. The church is not something non-essential. It is simply not the case that one is saved first and then later on joins the church of his choice. The very same acts of obedience which bring us into Christ bring us into salvation. You cannot be saved unless you are in Christ, for salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. But we enter Christ when we're baptized. Romans 6, 3-5, Galatians 3, 26-27. But to be in Christ is to be in His body, to be in His church. You cannot be in Christ without being in the body of Christ. For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body. So we're baptized into salvation, we're baptized into Christ, and we're baptized into the body or the church. So, Christ loved the church. We must love the church. We must recognize its essentiality. You are not saved first and then later on join the church. Becoming a Christian is exactly the same thing as becoming a member of the church. There is not one person difference from those who are Christians and those who are members of the church that Jesus died to purchase with His own blood. Now we turn in the last point of our study to the fact that we must love even the smallest task. You know, Jesus made clear that we should recognize while we must do the great jobs, the weightier matters of the law, as it were, it is also the case that we must do the small. You have left undone, He said, the weightier matters of the law, and have tithed mint, anise, and cumin. These you ought to have done, and not to have left the other undone. You ought to do the big things, yes, but you must also do the smallest. You must be willing to obey Christ in even the smallest tasks. And so as we close our study on Christian commitment, we note that you must be born again, you must sacrifice, you must be willing to suffer, you must be willing to preach the one true gospel, you must love, you must worship correctly, you must love the church, and you must love even the smallest task. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the Word of God.